In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I sermonize.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名开始聚会。
May the peace and blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ always be with you.
愿耶稣基督的平安与众人同在。
For mutual encouragement, I'd like to share with you Asa was about being Asa being loyal to the Lord.
今晚即以亚撒专心侍奉神为题目，与大家彼此分享。
First, let's turn to Second Chronicles.
请翻开列王记下。
Second Chronicles chapter 15.
列王记下十五章。
Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 17.
列王记下十五章十七节。
Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 17.
列王记下十五章十七节。
But the high places were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Uzzah was loyal to the Lord in all his days.
十七节，只是丘坛还没有从以色列中废去，然而亚撒的心一生诚实。
Here we see that Asa is identified as being loyal to the Lord.
然后在这边我们可看出，是作者评论亚撒，他是一生诚实侍奉神的人。
When we think about David, one of the things that David wanted to do was to behold the beauty of the Lord.
然后当我们思想大卫，他一生最想做的事就是能够沾染神的荣美。
In order to behold the beauty of the Lord, he would have to seek after the Lord.
他为了要沾染神的荣美，他竭力追求神。
But the moment we see that after David, there came Solomon, and then came the divided kingdoms.
但是我们看大卫的王朝之后是所罗门王之后，大卫王朝分裂成南北两朝。
We had the northern kingdom of Israel, and we had the southern kingdom of Judah.
然后分为北国以色列以及南国犹大国。
And so there were many kings.
然后之后有许多不同的国王。
But with the many kings that there were very few that were very loyal to the Lord.
然而在南北朝众多的国王当中，却只有少数是敬畏神的。
Asa is one of the few kings that is loyal to the Lord.
亚撒是少数中的几位好王。
So we can study in what way Asa is loyal to the Lord.
所以我们可以来学习亚撒他忠心侍奉神的榜样。
And today I'd like to share with you three main points.
所以今晚即以三点来作为彼此的分享。
The first point is seek to be found by the Lord with a loyal heart.
首先，第一点，专心寻求神，得以被神寻见。
The second point is to pursue a covenant of the Lord to receive blessing.
第二，与神立约，得以蒙福。
And the final point is to identify what yet to do for the Lord.
第三，要明白在何事上亏欠神。
But let us look at the first point.
然后我们来看第一点。
To seek to be found by the Lord with Lord with a loyal heart.
所以我们要能够专心寻求神来。得以被神寻见。
Let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 15.
然后请翻开《历王志》历代志下十五章。
Second Chronicles chapter 15, verses 3-4.
历代志下十五章第三节到第四节。
Second Chronicles chapter 15, verses 3-4.
十五章第三节第四节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
For a long time, Israel had been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without a law. 4.But when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them.
第三节，以色列不信真神，没有训诲的祭司，也没有律法，已经好久了。第四节，但他们在极难的时候归向主神，以色列的神寻求他，他就被他们寻见。
So in this passage we see communication from Azariah to Asa.
所以我们可以看出这个是亚撒利亚与亚撒的对话。
And in Azariah's communication to Asa, he talks about the history of Israel.
然后亚撒利亚说出以色列他们的历史。
He mentions some of the problems with Israel.
他们提到说当时以色列人国内的问题。
They seem to be found by the Lord.
然后他们希望能够被神寻见。
But when they were found by the Lord, they were found by the Lord in times of trouble.
但是他们却是在遇到困难的时候才去 寻找神。
This seemed to suggest the relationship between the people of Israel and God seemed to be distant.
然后所以可以看出说，其实百姓与神的关系原本是相当疏远的。
The only time that their heart seemed to be loyal to the Lord is when they were in trouble.
然后以色列人只有遇到困难的时候才会去寻求神。
But Azariah mentions a few other important aspects.
然而亚撒利亚却提出另外几点。
He mentioned for a long time there was no teaching priest.
他提出说，在他们国内有许多的时间已经没有训诲的教师。
And he also mentioned that they were without the law.
而也甚至也没有律法。
And so why do we need a teaching priest and why do we need the law?
为什么需要训诲的祭司和律法呢？
It's to gain direct guidance from the Lord.
因为这些是从神直接的一个训诲。
And through this direct guidance from the Lord, then we can have loyal hearts to the Lord.
因为当我们能够从神得 得到神的教训，诫命之后，我们才能够侍奉神。
So a lesson for us is not to have a low heart to the Lord when we're only facing trouble.
然后我们不是只有遇到困难的时候才会去找神。
But to have a low heart before the Lord and to be found by the Lord with a low heart when we are following His instructions and guidance.
所以反倒的，我们应当是平时就要是专心一意的来寻求神，然后。来按遵守神的诫命规矩，然后当我们遇到困难的时候，神自然会帮助我们。
And we see that David's conversation with Solomon was one of seeking the Lord.
然后我们看出大卫与所罗门王在的对话，可以看出说我们大卫王如何教导所罗门王来寻求神。
And that it was very important that by seeking after the Lord, he could have a low heart before God.
然后因为当我们能够专心寻求神的话，我们就能够。一心一意的来追求，来侍奉神。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 28.
来，请翻开《历代志上》二十八章。
1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 9 and 10.
历代志上二十八章第九节和第十节。
1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 9 and 10.
历代志上二十八章第九节和第十节。
Verse 9.
第九节
As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a low heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all things, understands all intents of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. 10.
十节
Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it.
第九节我儿所罗门啊，你当认识主神，你父的神。诚心乐意地侍奉他，因为他鉴察众人的心，知道一切心思意念。你若寻求他，他必使你寻见；你若离弃他，他必永远丢弃你。第十节，你当谨慎，因主神拣选你建造殿宇作为圣所，你当刚强去行。
So in this passage, we see that David encouraged Solomon to build the sanctuary.
在这边我们可以看出，大卫王鼓励所罗门王为神建造圣殿。
And this is something that God wanted Solomon to do, which was to build the temple.
这也是神给所罗门王的一个旨意，就是要他来为神建造圣殿。
But why did David communicate to Solomon in such a way?
但为什么大卫要如此来教导所罗门王呢？
David wanted Solomon to know the God that he was worshiping.
因为大卫要所罗门知道他所侍奉的神是谁。
So that Solomon could understand this God that he's worshiping and have a true low heart before him.
所以所罗门王才能够有。能够专心的来侍奉神。
In other words, it's an opportunity for Solomon to pursue an intimate relationship with God.
换句话说，也就是能够让所罗门王能够把握机会与神建立亲密的关系。
But as mentioned before, we see that there were many kings after Solomon.
然而，但是我们之前说到，在所罗门王之后有许多的国王。
But not many of them were loyal to God.
但是只有少数几位是忠心侍奉神的。
So we see that the loyalty to God was very, very few indeed.
所以我们看出说，能够专心侍奉神是非常重要的一件事。
And this could have an impact upon the Israelites.
因为当国王能够专心侍奉神，也对他们的百姓有相当大的影响。
And this we can discover later on.
然后我们能够在接下来的查经当中来明白。
So it's very important for God to find us with a low heart before Him.
所以因此，我们必须要让神来，我们要专心来寻求神，并且让神来寻见神。
So we see it's very important to be seeked to be found with a low heart before God.
所以因此我们要能够专心的来寻求神，来被神寻见。
Earlier we mentioned that there was no teaching priest.
在之前我们提到说，在以色列国中没有训诲的祭司。
So what is the purpose of having the teaching priest?
那为什么要有训诲的祭司呢？
It's to guide the people in the right direction.
因为祭司能够教导百姓当行的路。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
你请翻开利未记。
Leviticus chapter 10.
利未记第十章。
Leviticus chapter 10, verses 9 and 10.
利未记第十章第九节到第十节。
Leviticus chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
利未记第十章第九节第十节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Do not be drunk with wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die.It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. Verse 10.
第十节
That you may distinguish between holy and unholy, and between clean, unclean and clean. Verse 11.
第十一节
And that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them by the hand of Moses.
第九节，你和你儿子进会幕的时候，清酒浓酒都不可喝，免得你们死亡。这要做你们世世代代永远的定例。第十节，使你们可以将圣的、俗的、洁净的、不洁净的分别出来。十一节，又使你们可以将主神借摩西晓谕以色列人的一切律法教训他们。
So here we see the words of the Lord to Aaron.
所以我们这边可以看出，这是主神训晓。
And we see that the Lord is very particular with Aaron.
这是主耶稣，这是神训谕亚伦的话，他的教训是使非常明确的。
And apart from many other aspects of the work of Aaron as the priest, there was one other thing that he was meant to do.
然后在亚伦祭司的众多职责当中，有一件事是非常重要的。
And that is to teach the children of Israel the statutes of God.
也就是要教导，要将主神的律例教训给以色列百姓。
So on the point of Aaron, he has to be found by the Lord in teaching the Israelites.
所以亚伦他必须要能够寻见神，才能够将神的道理教训百姓。
So we could say that Aaron had to have a low heart in doing this.
所以亚伦必须要能够专心侍奉神，才能够如此教训百姓。
And this low heart would influence the Israelites to also follow the Lord.
因为祭司的忠心能够影响百姓对神的侍奉。
This is why it's important to have a teaching priest.
这也就是要拥有一个能够教训的祭司的重要性。
So we can imagine that without having a teaching priest, there can be a lot of chaos.
所以我们可以想见，倘若一个国中没有一个能够训回百姓的祭司，那这个国家的宗教将会非常的混乱。
And we can find that people are not loyal to the Lord.
我们那百姓也就无法忠心的侍奉神。
So what's the benefits of having the law?
那能够有真神，有律法有什么好处呢
？We can find that the benefits of having the Lord is to guide the people.
我们知道说律法的功用就是能够指教导百姓当行的路。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 17.
请翻开，历代志下。
2 Chronicles chapter 17.
历代志下十七章。
Verse 9 and 10.
第九节和第十节。
2 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 9 and 10.
历代志下十七章第九节第十节
verse 9.
第九节
So they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them, and they went throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. 10.
第十节
The fear of the Lord fell on the kingdoms of the lands that were around Judah, so that they did not make war against Jehoshaphat.
第九节他们带着主神的律法书走遍犹大各城教训百姓。第十节主神使犹大四境的列国都甚恐惧，不敢与约沙法征战。
So in this passage, we see there's description about the law.
所以在这边提到说关于律法书的一个描述。
And what can we learn about the book of the law?
我们可以从神的律法书学到什么呢
？During the time of Asa, the book of the law was very distant.
然后在过去，律法书对百姓而言是遥不可及的。
In fact, during Asa's reign, it was a time that the book of the law was not studied.
然后甚至在约沙法王的时代，百姓尚未读过律法书。
But we see during the reign of Jehoshaphat, the law, book of the law was studied.
但是我们可以看出，到约沙法王的时候，他们找到了律法书，所以百姓可以研读律法书。
And we can see that it was taught by the leaders, the Levites, and the priests.
我们看出，当时候律法师是经由祭司和利未人来教导百姓。
So all three of them had a low heart before God.
所以因此主神的工人都必须对神存忠心的侍奉来教导百姓。
And their loyalty towards God was such that it brought peace around the people of Judah.
然后因为百姓学习了神的律法书，使得四境得以平安。
So throughout the cities of Judah, they were taught the book of the law.
然后所以换句话说，他们四周的列国也都知晓神的律法书。
So all the people of Judah had this low heart.
然后因为国内的百姓都学习律法书，所以。
But what is the impact of the law?
所以百姓他们就能够专心的侍奉神，所以我们看出律法书的效果。
The impact of the law was such that the surrounding countries surrounding Judah, they did not battle against Judah.
所以我们看出，当百姓研读律法书、专心侍奉神之后，他四周的国家都不敢与他们征战。
So the people of Judah had fear for the law, book of the law.
所以百姓他们能够遵守神的律法。
And the surrounding nations also had this godly fear.
然后所以当他们守律法书的时候，其他国家都他们邻国都发现了。
Because they knew that God was amongst the people of Judah.
因为他们发现，当他们敬畏神，神与这个与以色列人同在，他们就不敢犯境。
So it's very important to have this low heart before the Lord.
所以因此，我们要能要必须要专心的来侍奉神。
It's very important that Jesus finds us with a low heart before Him.
然后我们也更重要的是要神看见我们专心侍奉他的心。
If we have this low heart before the Lord, then we can find that we can have a long-lasting relationship with God.
如果我们在神面前有忠心，那我们就能够与神维持长久亲密的关系。
So we should not only be found by the Lord when we are in trouble.
所以我们不是只有遇到困难的时候才去寻找神。
But we should also be found by the Lord when we are following His instructions.
我们也当在守诫命的时候来寻见神。
Because then we have a long-lasting relationship with the Lord.
唯有如此，我们才能够与神维持长久亲密的关系。
This is why it's important to have a low heart before the Lord.
这也就是专心侍奉神的重要性。
The second point is to seek the Lord through covenant to obtain blessing.
然后第二个要点就是要与神立约得以蒙福。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 15.
我们请翻开《历代志下》十五章。
2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12.
历代志下十五章十二节。
Second Chronicles chapter 15 verse 12.
历代志下十五章十二节。
Then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart, with all their soul. Verse 15.
十五节。
And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with them all their heart and sought him with all their soul, that he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around.
第十二节，他们就立约，尽心尽性地寻求主，他们列祖的神。十五节，犹大众人为所起的事欢喜，因为他们是尽心起誓，尽意寻求神，主神就被他们寻见，且赐他们四境平安。
So this is a time where the people of Judah enter into covenant with the Lord.
所以在这个地方，我们看出以色列犹大人与神立约。
And this was influenced by the work.The behavior of Asa.
然后他们之所以会如此与神立约，是因为他们被亚撒王所感动。
The people had saw that the Lord was with Asa.
因为百姓看见神与亚撒他们的国王同在。
So because that they saw that the Lord was with Asa, then the people started to follow Asa.
因为他们百姓看见神与亚撒同在，所以他们就开始追随亚撒。
And so we see that people began to gather with Asa.
所以我们看出说百姓开始来跟随亚撒。
And they offer up this covenant before the Lord.
然后他们就与神立约。
And we can see that they had this joy together.
我们看出他们当时候是非常欢喜快乐的。
Because they could experience the presence of God.
因为他们可以感受到神的同在。
And they searched God with all their heart and with all their soul.
所以他们就尽心尽意地寻求神。
And so the result of that is that they gained rest.
然后因此他们能够得享安息。
So perhaps we can conclude it's a blessing to receive rest through having a covenant with the Lord.
所以我们当我们来与神立约，谨守神的诫命的时候，我们就能够蒙神祝福，得享安息。
So a covenant with the Lord does indeed bring joy.
然后当我们与神立约，就能够带给我们喜乐。
It does indeed bring an intimate relationship with God.
并且带给我们与神更亲近的关系。
But what happens if there's not this intimate relationship with God?
那如果我们与神没有亲密的关系会怎么样呢？
If there isn't this intimate relationship with God, we find that the blessing may not come about.
因为如果我们跟神没有关系，我们与神的关系是一个立约的关系。
One important aspect about the covenant is that we have an intimate relationship with God and receive blessing from Him.
然后这立约的重要性就是我们能够跟神有保持一个亲密的关系，并且从神领受福气。
But should we decide not to pursue this covenant with the Lord, then we find that we cannot be blessed.
然后如果说我们没有与神立约的话，我们就没有办法得到福气。
This can turn into a disappointment.
然后这个就会带给我们失望。
And Paul understands what it means to have this disappointment.
然后当我们失望的时候，就没有办法明白神。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 9.
请翻开罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9, verse 1 to 4.
罗马书第九章第一节到第四节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 1 to 4.
罗马书九章第一节到第四节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
I tell the truth in Christ, I am not lying, my conscience also bearing witness. bearing with me witness in the Holy Spirit, 2.
第二节,
that I have great sorrow and continued grief in my heart, 3.
第三节,
for I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ, for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh, 4.
第四节,
who are Israelites to whom pertain the adoption, the glory of the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises. So here we see the heart of Paul.
所以在这边我们看出保罗他的心。
And when we see the heart of Paul, we see that he has a sorrow.
我们看出保罗的心中充满了忧伤。
Why does he have this sorrow?
为何他在此如此忧伤呢？
He's thinking about his fellow countrymen.
因为他想到了他的同胞兄弟。
He's thinking about the Jewish people.
他想到了犹太人。
And what is the problem?
犹太人的问题是什么呢？
The problem was that the Jews are the adopted people of God.
犹太人他们是神的选民。
But even though God adopted them, many times they rejected him.
虽然他们是拥有选民的身份，但许多时候以色列人却弃绝神。
So many rejected the law of God. Many rejected the covenant of the Lord.
所以他们拒绝神的具体表现就是他们拒绝谨守神的律法。
And well, what could be gained by the covenant?
然后那他们得到这个立约又有什么用处呢？
The covenant brings about an intimate relationship with God.
因为当我们有与神有这个约定，我们就与神有亲密的关系。
And through the covenant, there can also be blessing.
然后，当我们谨守神的约定，那我们就能够与得到神的福气。
And so this is what grieved the heart of Paul.
这也就是让保罗伤心的缘故。
This is why he was sad and disappointed.
这也是为什么他又伤心又失望。
That the people of God who God adopted, they turned away from him.
因为神的选民离弃了神。
And we can see that it's very important to have this covenant so that one can be blessed.
所以我们可以清楚地看出说我们必须要谨守神的这个神的约才能够得蒙神的福气。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3.
请翻开《使徒行传》第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章。
Verse 24 and 25.
二十四节到二十五节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 24 and 25.
《使徒行传》第三章二十四节、二十五节。
24.
二十四节。
Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, as many have spoken, also foretell these days. 25.
二十五节。
You are sons of the prophets and the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, and all your seed, your families of the earth shall be blessed. 26.
二十六节。
To you first, God having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you.In turning away every one of you from your iniquities.
Okay, should I read it? Okay, 二十四节，从撒母耳以来的众先知，凡说预言的，也都说到这些日子。二十五节，你们是先知的子孙，也承受神与你们祖宗所立的约，就是对亚伯拉罕说，地上万族都要因你的后裔得福。二十六节，神既兴起他的仆人，就先差他到你们这里来赐福给你们，叫你们个人回转，离开罪恶。
So in this passage, we can see why Paul was saddened.
所以在这边我们看出说保罗为何会伤心的缘故。
Paul was saddened because many of the Jewish people, many of his fellow countrymen, failed to realize what Jesus was there to do, which was to bless them.
保罗他感伤的原因是因为他的同胞犹太人不知道耶稣就是神所差来的那位工人。
So by God's blessing, their sins could be turned away.
因为唯有神的福气才能够使他们远离开罪恶。
And so by having the iniquities turned away, we can see that they can have this close, intimate relationship with God.
当他们远离他们的恶事之后，才能够与神建立亲密的关系。
And this is why it's important to pursue the covenant.
这也就是我们要来谨守与神约定的重要性。
One such person that pursued the covenant was Josiah.
约西亚王他诚心的寻求神的诫命。
What did Josiah do?
那约西亚王做什么呢
？Let's turn to Second Kings.
我们请翻开列王记下。
Second Kings chapter 23.
二十三章。
Second Kings chapter 23, verse 1-3.
列王记下二十三章第一节到第三节。
Second Kings chapter 23, verse 1-3.
列王记下二十三章第一节到第三节。
Now the king sent to gather all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem to him.
第二节。
The king went up to the house of the Lord with all men of Judah and with him the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in the hearing the words of the book of the covenant which had been found in the house of the Lord. 3.
第三节。
Then the king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and the testimonies of his statutes with all his heart and all his soul to perform the words of this covenant which have been written in this book. And all the people took a stand for the covenant.
Okay, 列王记下二十三章第一节，王差遣人召聚犹大和耶路撒冷的众长老来。第二节，王和犹大众人与耶路撒冷的百姓，并祭司、先知和所有的百姓，无论大小，都一同上神的殿。王就把神殿里所得的约书念给他们听。第三节，王站在柱旁，在主神面前立约，要尽心尽性的顺从神，遵守他的诫命、法度、律例，成就这书上所记的约言。百姓都顺从这约。
So in this passage, we see that Josiah performs the covenant before the Lord.
所以在这边我们看出约西亚重新立圣约。
And he performed this covenant before all those people, whether they're small or great.
然后他叫所有的百姓，无论大小，都要与神立约。
It did not matter their status in society.
然后不论他们在世界上 的地位。
It was time for them to pursue this covenant with the Lord.
然后这是他们要顺从神圣约的时候。
And so by pursuing this covenant with the Lord, they could obtain blessing.
因为当他们能够重新与神立约，遵守这个圣约的时候，他们就能够得着福气。
We see that Josiah urged the people to pursue this covenant.
我们可看出约西亚王他非常的火热要求百姓要来与神重立圣约。
So he was impartial before the people.
然后，所以他不是他跟百姓一样一同来立约。
So it didn't matter whether they were great or small in society. Everybody participated in this covenant.
所以不论人的地位尊贵卑贱，每一个人都要与神立约。
And so by pursuing this covenant of the Lord, they can engage in true worship before God.
因为当他们能够与神立约，顺从神的圣约之后，才能够真正从神得福气。
So we can see the importance of having a covenant.
所以我们看出说，能够谨守圣约的重要性。
So today we must pursue covenant to obtain blessing.
所以今天我们要谨守我们与神之间的圣约，来从神得到福气。
So those of us who are faithful before the Lord, providing that we pursue this covenant,We will obtain rest and blessing before the Lord.
所以只要我们尽心尽性的来顺从神，谨守他的诫命，我们必能够从神得着福气。
That is why it's important for each of us to pursue the covenant.
所以我们在座的每一个人，无论大小，都要来谨守神的约的诫命。
To obtain blessing and to obtain rest.
所以我们才能够从神得到福气以及主里的安息。
This is what the people of Israel experienced.
这也就是以色列人他们的经历。
And likewise, in the time of Jesus, Jesus also gave rest and also blessed the people.
所以在耶稣时期，耶稣也给百姓福气，也让他们得到安息。
And this blessing and this rest is a result of turning everyone's iniquities away from sin.
然后他们的福气与安息来自于远离他们的罪孽。
This is blessing.
远离罪孽就是一个福气。
This is the blessing that the Lord Jesus yearns for His people.
这也是主耶稣要给他百姓的福气。
So that is why it's important today to pursue the covenant with the Lord.
所以因此，今天我们要谨守神诫命的重要性就在这里。
So that we can obtain blessing and so that we can obtain rest.
所以我们能够得到主里的福气和邻里的安息。
The final point is to identify what yet to do for the Lord.
然后最后，我们必须要明白我们在何事上亏欠神。
Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 15.
我们请翻回历代志下十五章。
2 Chronicles chapter 15.
历代志下十五章。
Verse 16 and 17.
十六节、十七节。
2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 16 and 17.
历代志下十五章十六节十七节。
Verse 16.
十六节。
Also, he removed Maachah, the mother of Azah the king, from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image, and Azah cut down her obscene image, and crushed and burned it, burned it by the brook Kidron. 17.
17节,
but the high places were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was low all his days.
16节，亚撒王贬了他祖母玛加太后的位，因他造了可憎的偶像亚瑟拉。亚撒砍下他的偶像，倒得粉碎，烧在吉伦西旁。十七节，只是秋坛还没有从以色列中废去，然而亚撒的心一生诚实。
We're coming towards the end of the year.
然后我们现在已经到了岁末。
And maybe at the beginning of the year, maybe we've made some resolutions what we would do for the Lord.
或许在今年初的时候，我们曾经为主立下志向。
But now coming towards the end of the year, have we met those resolutions?
但是来到快到岁末年终的时候，我们来回顾我们的志向，我们做了几样呢？
Has there been anything that has obstructed those resolutions that we made at the start of the year?
那我们年初所立的志向是否已经开始甚至完成了呢？
And when we've just read this passage, we see that Asa was loyal to the Lord.
然后，所以我们看出说，亚撒他们，他对神的忠心侍奉。
His loyalty was such that even family affairs would not interfere with being loyal to the Lord.
然后他对神的忠心胜过他的家庭关系。
We see that Asa destroyed this image.
我们看出亚撒他毁了可憎的偶像。
So maybe the queen mother was trying to be influential.
或许他的祖母玛加太后有他的政治权力来影响百姓的宗教信仰。
But Asa put the loyalty of God before this.
但是亚撒将神放在第一位。
He had this courage to do so.
然后他也有勇气来这样来废偶像。
The Lord was with Asa because he was loyal.
然后神与亚撒同在，因为他专心侍奉神。
But we also see that Asa was also loyal because he had courage.
然后我们看出说亚撒他有忠心，然后有勇敢。
He heard the words of Azariah.
他听见亚撒利亚的鼓励的话。
And we find that in verse 8, Asa took courage to remove the abominable idols.
所以当我们看回十五章第八节，他说到亚撒听见这话，就壮胆起来，在犹大地区将可敬的物尽都除尽。
So we can see the faithfulness of Asa.
所以我们看出说亚撒的忠心。
He can identify what yet he has to do for the Lord.
所以他可以看出说他可以为主立何志。
Removing this image was something that he had yet to identify what to do for the Lord.
因为当他除掉偶像，成为他侍奉神的一个志向。
But we see that he was able to remove this image.
我们看出说他不止立志，他也将这些偶像彻底的除掉。
Because he wanted to sustain this low heart before the Lord.
因为他这样才能够诚实的来侍奉神。
So we can see that throughout much of Asa's life, he was low before the Lord.
所以亚撒他这一生大部分的时间都是忠心侍主的。
Seeking to be found by the Lord.
然后寻求神，也寻求被希望被神寻见。
And we also find that Asa was able to pursue the covenant.
然后亚撒也与神立约。
And so by pursuing the covenant, the people could obtain blessing.
因为当他与神重立圣约，教导百姓守约定，百姓就能够得到福气。
And we know that the Lord was with Asa at the time.
然后我们也知道亚撒与神与亚撒同在。
And the final point is identifying what yet to do for the Lord.
最后就是亚撒他能够为主立志。
By identifying what yet to do for the Lord, he did not remain complacent, but pursued after doing the things of God.
然后亚撒他能够将为神立志，并且忠心的将他的为神所做的事情完成。
So if we're able to be found by the Lord to have this low heart,
所以如果说我们能够专心的侍奉神，就能够专心寻求神，就能被神寻见。
If we pursue the covenant to be blessed by the Lord,
然后如果我们能够与神立约，就能够蒙神祝福。
And if we identify what yet to do for the Lord,
如果我们能够为主立志
，we will not have God will not forsake us.
那我们就不会亏欠神。
Because God remembers our loyalty of heart before Him.
因为神会记得我们在他面前所存的忠心。
And there were a number of brothers.
然后曾经有一些弟兄。
And these few brothers were working on the Sabbath day.
然后这几位弟兄他们在安息日的时候工作。
And so what they decided to do is they wanted to quit their jobs on working on the Sabbath day.
然后所以他们就想说他们要将安息日的工作辞掉，为了要谨守安息圣日。
And the reason why they did this is that they wanted to worship God with the brethren of the church.
因为他们想要在会堂里面与弟兄姐妹一同敬拜神。
So they decided to make a vow.
所以他们就向神起誓。
They made the vow before the Lord.
他们在神面前起誓。
And they maintain this prayerful heart before God.
然后，并且他们在神忠心的不断祷告。
And then within 2 months, we find that God provided them with a job that they could work on Monday to Friday.
然后在两个月后，神祝福他们，让他们能够在正常周一到周五的上班的工作。
So that when it came to Sabbath, they were able to worship God with fellow brethren alike.
所以他们能够在安息日欢喜的与弟兄姐妹一同敬拜神。
So here we can see the low heart that these brethren had.
所以我们看出这些弟兄姐妹他们对神的专心。
So today we should have this heart like Asa.
所以我们要学习亚撒对神的忠心。
If we have this heart like Asa, then the Lord will not forsake us.
只要我们对神存诚实的心，神不会弃绝我们。
And because we've had this low heart before Him.
因为我们在神面前存诚实的心。
So may God help us to have this low heart before the Lord.
愿神让我们每一个人在神面前能够忠心。
That we are found by the Lord with a low heart.
所以神会看到我们的忠心。
That we pursue the covenant to obtain blessing.
所以我们能够与神立约，持守这个约定，得到福气。
And with the things that we identify what yet to do for the Lord, that we complete it and fulfill it.
然后我们为主立志，并且极力完成。
So may God guide us and bless us.
然后愿神带领我们，祝福大家。
Sermon ends here.Sermon ends here.
然后我们聚会到此。
Let's sing one final hymn.
我们请唱最后一首诗。
Hymn 441.
441首。
Hymn 441.
441首。